Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Ted Wills now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Romano reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field. Geiger picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Geiger. Held scores. Phillips scores. Grant goes all the way around to score. Temple moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearcel hits a pop-up beyond first. Wirtz can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pearcel moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Dave Hillman now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearcel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kirkland strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0 for 1 in the game. Budden hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearcel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Power reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Power moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up beyond second. Schilling can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Held moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Forknealy's covering. It's a double play. Held scores. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Pearsall bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Power reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. Jack Cubizan now playing shortstop. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cubizan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.